Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. For you, at this point, you want to talk to us. We thank you. We appreciate your holy name. We bless you. Because the message you have for us today has been ordained from heaven, right from the beginning. Father, we thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence today. And as I continue to speak your word, Lord, Father, your presence in my heart, your presence in the heart of the congregation. So we request in the mighty name of Jesus, all the utterances, everything that proceeds from my mouth shall be from your throne in Jesus' name. And your word shall be established firmly in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Father, once again we thank you because there is no one like you. You are great. You are our provider. You are our bread of life. Father, we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Almighty God, for all that you have done for us right from January to this time. It is due to your greatness. Our darkness have turned to light. Our night have turned to day. Father, we thank you. Even our sorrow have turned to happiness. Our bitterness have turned to sweetness. Father, it's because of your greatness. We worship you, Lord. Father, bless your word once again in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yes, where do I start? I think I should start from somewhere. Right? Okay, I will start from somewhere. We've heard about Jesus, right? The man, Jesus. Our Savior, the Jesus. As believer, we talk in our heart about believer every time, right? As believer, we also talk about other believer. And we also talk about Jesus Christ. Now, if I may ask you, who is Jesus? Yes? Who is Jesus? Suppose someone asks you, who is Jesus? My Savior. My Savior. Is that all? He's our provider. He's all and all. He's our protector. Our healer. If I begin to mention how we describe Jesus Christ in my language, you'll be thinking and speaking in tongue. Because when you hear that Arabaribiti Alibirabata, this is the greatness of God, of Jesus Christ. We used to say that he sits in heaven and his leg is on the earth. He is the one that sees everything without turning back. He sees everything. That is Jesus for you. If I ask you, is Jesus, you can say he's a son of God. Right? He's our Savior, as we have said. When God introduced himself in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14, he said, I am that I... You have to speak, otherwise we will not go today. He said, I am that I...
I am.
And he told Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, I am has sent you. Hallelujah. Now, no wonder when Jesus wants to introduce himself, there's this seven I am statement that he made. Seven what? I am statement. That means borrowing leaf from Exodus 3, verse 14. And the first one he says that I am the bread of life. Is it correct? Okay. The second one is that I am the light of the world. And the third one, He said, I am the door. I am the door. And the fourth one says, I am a good shepherd. And the fifth one, I am the resurrection and the life. And the sixth one, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the last one, Jesus speak about a vine. I am the true vine. All these things I mentioned. How many of you have come across something like that today? You have seen something like that. Just wave your hand to the Lord. If you said so, you have to tell me where you have seen it. Yes, it's... Yes? I can't hear you. Behind me. Oh, my God. I am the bread of life. So, what are we thinking? We are not reading what is here. I am the true vine. It has been there for how many months? I borrowed it from Brother Marcus. One day he was here giving message. He asked the same question. How many of you have come across this today? He showed something on the screen. And that picture was working on our calendar that very time. Many of us, we don't know. The same thing happened today. Be vigilant to what is happening in your environment, in your surroundings. Hallelujah. So, my topic today is Jesus, the bread of life. And what is the name of this church?
Bread of life.
Bread of life? I give you 2/10. Bread of life fellowship. That is the complete name. I'm not saying give me half name. Jesus, the bread of life. Hallelujah. And that is what we are going to talk about today. First, let's read from the scripture first. This is a long scripture, but you have to listen attentively. Turn with me to John 6. John 6, we will be reading from verse 26 to 60. John 6. Yes, sister?
John 6, 26 to 60. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs."
From 25, sister.
25.
Yes.
And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves you were and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has sent his seal on him." Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Therefore, they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me I should lose nothing, but shall raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then complained about him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it?
May God bless his word. Now, let me take you back to memory lane. Maybe some of us, when I say memory lane now, I'm talking about our days as children in Sunday school or children class. Here we call it Friday school. Let me go back to the background of what we have just heard, what we've just read. We know that Jesus taught a large crowd of people on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and performed many miracles, feeding thousands with lunch of a boy, 5 breads and 2 fishes, and they still have leftover. And with this alone, this is enough for people to gather around wherever Jesus Christ is. I'm telling you, because we like free food, right? Free food. People like free food. So because they have eaten that very day, wherever he goes, if you see that scripture, if you read from the beginning, you will discover that they were monitoring him. They were monitoring everything he was doing. That even when the disciples crossed to the other side, they knew that he is still there. They didn't cross. But Jesus walked across. And that is where that scripture started. Even at a point, in verse 15 of that scripture we've read, they were planning to make him their king. They were planning to make him their king. And that evening, as we have heard, the disciples, they went back to the other side of the lake. But Jesus was still with them. And later he joined, that means the crowd. Later, Jesus Christ joined the walk across to the other side. And you know, when he walked across, there was this storm and everything. He took them safely to the other side. So the next morning, when this crowd, they realized that Jesus Christ was no longer there anymore, they begin to look for him. They begin to do what? They begin to do what? Look for him. I need your attention. They begin to look for him. And that is what we can see in 25. Say, Rabbi, when did you come here? That means they have already crossed to the other side themselves and asking him, how many you escaped from the other side? We were looking for you there. When did you come here? And Jesus' answer was very truthful and frank. He knew why they were looking for him. Who can suggest why they are looking for him? Free food. They were looking for free food. That is in the scripture. The answer was very truthful and frank and straightforward. Jesus did not pretend at all. They were looking for free food. They were seeking him not because they saw the sign or miracle of what he was doing, but because of the bread they ate. That is why they were looking for him. But Jesus Christ reminded them that they shouldn't labor for perishable food, but what? Everlasting food. That is what he's asking them to labor for. In verse 33, he said, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and give life to the world." That's what he said in 33. And in 35, he told them, "I am the bread of life." Sister, read verse 35.
Verse 35. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life."
He told them that, "I am the bread of life." Don't look for that boy's lunch that have multiplied. Seek me, feed on me. I am what?
The bread
of life. Read all.
"He who comes to me shall never hunger."
The moment you are with him, you will never go hunger again. You will never feel what is hunger again. In the presence of God, there is what? Fullness of joy. It means wherever you are with him, you are in the fullness of joy. And what?
He who believes in me shall never thirst.
Yes, when you believe in him, you will never lack anything. You will never lack anything. That is the reservoir that never dry. It keep running. Running where? In your throat now. It's not feeling dry. Because you are with him. In verse 41, the Jews complained about him. Because he said he is the bread that came down from heaven. Sometimes when your enemies see you progressing, they will say, "Is that not son of Abraham? Is that not son of Francis?" Your enemy will begin to question themselves. They begin to argue. "Is that not so, so and so?" They begin to argue. "Is he not son of Joseph? Why is he saying he's from heaven?" They begin to argue within themselves. "Is he not son of Joseph?" Verse 42, sister.
And they said, "Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph?"
The son of Joseph, they've not added one thing. What is that thing they're supposed to add? Joseph the carpenter. They have never added that. Okay, wisdom.
"Whose father and mother we know?"
We know his parents. We know his parents. How come he's saying that he has come from heaven? That is the bread that which came down from heaven. And what?
"How is it then he says, I have come down from heaven?"
They question that. This is somebody that provided free meal for them. This is someone that has performed many miracles. In their own presence, they have seen many signs. Still, they don't know who is with them. And they start to try to grumbling. In verse 43 to 46, Jesus explained to them what they don't know. I'm not going into that. What they don't understand. And verse 47 and 48 said what, sister?
Verse 47, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting
life." The moment you believe in him, you have everlasting life. And what?
Verse 48, "I am the bread of life."
Again, he repeated that, "I am the bread of life." He reminded them. Thank you, sister. We all know the story of manna from heaven. It was falling from heaven. That is why they quickly link what Jesus said, that is the bread that came down from heaven. They quickly linked them together. That how come you have not been born that time? How manage? If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen. The energy is in the sister, not that she's sleeping. The energy is there. I saw some eyes being closed. That's why I say, okay, whosoever is sleeping. So, they link that to that of Moses. And before they begin to tell Jesus' story, he himself begin to tell them, "Your father has heard the manna from heaven." They were all dead. Because since they started mentioning that, "Is he not son of Joseph? Is he not son of Mary?" We know his father. How could he say he's from heaven? So, in verse 50, "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. He assured them, he was still telling them. Again, he said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Christ was talking to them in parable. But because they were focusing on the perishable food, they don't have the discerning spirit to understand exactly what Jesus is saying. And what followed? They begin to quarrel among themselves again. Say, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? We are not carnivorous. How could he say that? They begin to quarrel among themselves. But brothers and sisters, Jesus has bread of life. His topmost concern is our spiritual food. Amen? Not our physical desire for food. He is our spiritual food. That is his concern. Jesus is the bread of life. And what does that mean? It means that, like I said, Jesus' primary concern is satisfying you spiritually. To satisfy your spiritual need, Jesus as bread of life, not just the physical appetite that you may have. These people are following Jesus, as I mentioned earlier on, not because of all the signs they have seen. He knows that they were following him for wrong reasons. He knew that. They were following him for wrong reasons. His primary concern is to satisfy their spiritual need, but they don't see this. They don't understand this. And he is not interested in their gathering. In the gathering of crowd, he's not interested in being made a king. That's why in that verse 15 where I said they wanted to make him king. He knew that and he left. He wants people who will follow him because of who he is. And who is he? The bread of life. The living vine. The way and the truth. That is what Jesus is. But they were following him because of the miracle that he has performed. He does this miracle occasionally so that he can confirm his identity as the Son of God. Because he was doing so many things that no any other person have done. No one could do at that point in time. He was doing it so that they begin to see the light. They begin to see the energy and the power of God in him and the spirit of God in him. But they were not seeing it that way. It's not just to become their food dispenser. Let me put it that way. There's something when we put money, we press, then you need something, push it out. Jesus Christ is not that. He was so concerned about our spiritual need. And he still remains today. It's not just to come here and dance and praise God. It is your heart, it is your mind, it is your soul that is of concern to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He does what he wants. He answers your prayer in his own time. You can't force him. He is bread of life. He answers your prayer in his own time. But one thing is that you must believe him. You might be crying unto him. You might be praying to him. So many things might be happening around you. You might look confused that why is this happening? After all, I sing very well in the church. I dance very well. I give better sermon. But why is this happening to me? In his own time, he does what? He makes things beautiful. In his own time, not in your own time. He is bread of life. He will feed you and fill you. When you allow him into your soul. Amen? Even when he doesn't answer your prayer, you still have to believe him. Am I correct? Amen. So do you know that Jesus is the bread of life that strengthens you? When you are down, He is the bread of life. He is saying, I am what will strengthen you in life. When you remember all the testimony people have shared. Unfortunately, we don't have a chairman for people that are suffering. Because if we have chairman, we will know that, because whosoever suffer more will become the chairman. But when you see somebody's problem, and you see your problem, you wait, you will, ah, God, I thank you. So somebody is suffering like this. It's like a rat. A rat is saying that, oh, I'm too small. But when he saw ant, he gave glory to God that this is another thing that is smaller than me. And the ant looked at himself. He said, oh, my God, I give you the glory that I can still walk on the surface of the earth. It's taller than the surface of the earth, right? So what is that problem in your life that you are thinking is bigger than somebody's else? Our God is bigger than any problem. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ is the bread of life that strengthens you in life, in time of need. That bread of life will give you strength. It will give you power. And part of that strength is what you are listening to now. Don't look at me. Look at Jesus. That kind of word, the strength, is what you are hearing now. This word is to strengthen you for what you are passing through. Jesus is bread of life. I'm feeding you this word from the throne of God. It's not by me. It's God that is feeding you through me. Jesus is bread of life. He wants you to live. That is why this message is coming to you. To fill your heart. To strengthen you. To give you energy. To give you power. So, the bread of life gives strength. He is the bread of life that satisfies. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfies you. When you partake in that bread of life, no matter how sorrowful you are, no matter how sad you are, when you step into this auditorium, what will happen? That sorrow will disappear. That is Jesus for you. The presence of Him alone makes that sorrow to disappear. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfies you. He is the bread which satisfies the internal hunger of our souls. Whatever you are passing through, the moment you begin to appreciate Him, that Lord, I thank you for this moment. I praise you for this moment. That joy will come, that satisfaction will come into your mind. Because of what? Jesus is bread of life. Jesus fed the multitude, but also satisfied the multitude. We believe that? Okay, let's look at Mark 6. I'll be reading from here. 42-43. Mark 6, 42-43. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the broken pieces and fishes that were left over. 12 baskets full. That is Jesus for you. Even when he feed the crowd, they were satisfied. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfied by fulfilling your needs. That thing you need. If you require something that can put you in trouble, no matter how you pray, that prayer may never be answered because he knew that it will injure you. It will cause problem for you. And in your own way, you might be annoyed. Why am I praying? Why am I fasting? And it's not happening. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfies by fulfilling the need that you have. In Philippians 4:19, and it says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfied by fulfilling your needs. Amen. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfied by fulfilling all expectations, which is all your desire. As bread of life, don't mess it up. Because bread of life, bread of life. See, what is the name of the church? Somebody say what? Bread of life. Bread of life fellowship. Jesus, as bread of life, satisfied by fulfilling all your expectations, all your wishes, all your desire. In his own time, not in your time. Don't look at somebody and say that, oh, he prayed. His prayer was answered quickly. Two people were praying. One is praying for 100 riyals. Another one is praying for 1 million riyals. They were both praying at the pulpit. The one with 100 requests for 100 riyals was shouting on top of his voice. Lord, I need this money. Lord, I need this money. Begin to shout. Then the one that required 1 million from Jesus Christ said that, hey, my friend, how much do you require that you are shouting like you are disturbing my prayer? He said, 100 riyals, 100 riyals, okay. Just deepened his pocket and gave 100 riyals to him. But that was never the end of that prayer. The brethren begin to celebrate there. Lord, this is how you answer prayer immediately. They were both praying. So, what am I saying? What is that prayer you are praying? And you are thinking, he's not listening. His ear is not deaf. He's listening to you, but he will make it happen in his own time. God can use you for somebody's prayer to be answered. Amen? Amen. That man said, okay, you want 100 riyals, take it. The answer, the prayer was answered immediately. So don't look at somebody by your side and say, we are praying the same thing, it has happened. Your own will come in Jesus' name. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfied by fulfilling your expectation. Acts of Apostles 14:17. Acts 14:17 says, yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their season. He provides you with plenty of food and fill your heart with joy. That is Jesus for you. He shown kindness. He has never left without testimony. Believe me, brothers and sisters, God is with you. The bread of life is ready to fulfill all your expectations and wishes in Jesus' name. He is the bread of life that sustains us. He sustains you and myself. The bread of life sustains you. Verse 53 of that scripture we read, sister.
Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you.
Wait. He said what? Most?
Assuredly.
That is without doubt. With certainty. That what? Yes?
I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
54.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day.
When you partake in that bread of life, Jesus will raise you up at the last day. Without doubt, without anything, he knew that, yes, he's giving you assurance. You have to feed from his flesh. You have to drink from his blood. Amen? The bread of life sustains us by being the provider and our protector. So many places you have driven past through today. A lot of things has happened at the same route that you follow. In those days, I used to watch Discovery Channel. Near miss. It's just a few seconds, something will happen that person will escape. It's happening spiritually. It's happening every day. God delivers you. He delivers you from evils and protects you from many things that you cannot see with your naked eyes. If you are going this direction, you suddenly turn. The Spirit of God might be the one directing you to avert what's supposed to evil thing that planned to happen over there. So the bread of life sustains us by being our provider. No wonder the psalmist says in Psalm 3, 5 to 6, he said, I lay down, I slept, I woke for the Lord, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me all around. Those people who have surrounded you, you will never be afraid because Jesus, the bread of life, protects you. Amen? He is always there to protect you. The bread of life sustains by being our guide. He guides us. He takes care of us. He leads us. Where? Where? Who can tell me where he leads us to? In the path of righteous. We are forgetting all this. He leads us in the path of righteousness. He leads us to a cool place. He leads us to peace. Jesus is bread of life. He guides us. He protected us. The bread of life sustained by being our guide, and he said, I will take care of you. Psalm 146 verse 9. The Lord watches over the foreigners and sustains the fatherless and the widows, but he frustrates the will of the wicked. When the wicked is trying to attack you, when devil wants to frustrate you, God himself, Jesus himself being the bread of life, frustrates devil. He frustrates him. I will never have time for you. The bread of life sustains us by being our help. Again, I'm going to Psalm 54 verse 4. Surely, God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. That is Psalm 54 verse 4. No wonder, in Psalm 121, verse 1 to 3, he says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He watches over you. He watches over you, will not slumber. He who watches over you will not slumber. Now, each time we pray, you look up. In the day of David, he said, we look to the mountain. Because when God wants to thunder in those days, he thundered on the top of the mountain. Brethren, Jesus as bread of life is our help. Look up to him. He will always be there to help you. He will always be there to guide you. He will always be there to direct your path. The bread of life, which is Jesus, saves you. In that scripture we read, before they begin to tell him story, he quickly told them that your forefather ate manna and they died. But he who feeds on this bread and presents it to you will live forever. Jesus saves. The bread of life saves. Jesus as bread of life saves. The bread of life saved by becoming the lamb offered and was led like a lamb to the slaughterhouse. Just because of your sin and my sin, the bread of life saves by becoming that. The bread of life saves by bearing the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressor. He intercede for us. That is why when he was going, he said, call upon me, I will answer you. He said, call unto my God, use my name. That is why today we pray in the name of Jesus. Let every knee bow. We are praying in the name of Jesus. That name is the name above every other name. He is the bread of life that feeds your soul. Every time, every second, every moment. The bread of life saved by bearing your sin and intercede for you. When devil is reporting you, our sins are like a filter garment before God. Very dirty. Like a filthy garment before God. And devil will take it before God. Look at your son. Look at your daughter. Now he's praying to you. Look at what he has done. The entire white shirt, the entire white gown, the entire white dress. See this dot of oil, red oil, that he will only point to that side. But Jesus will intercede for you. Father, forgive him, for he doesn't know what he's doing. Jesus, the bread of life, save by interceding for us. The bread of life saves us by being delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life to justify, is raised to life for our justification. Amen? The bread of life saved by hanging on the old rugged cross is the bread of life. Just for you and me to be alive. Now, let me be practical. My question is that, what to do with the bread? What do we have to do with bread? Yes, anybody? Eat, thank you, to consume. I've been talking Jesus, the bread of life, Jesus, the bread of life. Are you ready to consume him? Walking through a bakery, you will perceive the aroma smelling of what? Of bread. You begin to sniff. You will perceive fresh bread being baked. Even if you don't like bread, you have the desire to eat bread. As you are sitting down, are you perceiving the presence of Jesus here? Yes? Are you ready to consume him? Are you ready to allow him into your life? Jesus, the bread of life. Seeing it being displayed alone at Lulu, when you see bread being displayed there, your mouth can be watering at times. But it is fine and pleasant to see. But that is not why bread is baked. For the bakers here, they bake bread for business, right? But many of us, we bake within our own oven in the house. Do you bake it for decoration? You bake it to eat. You will not taste, you will not feel the taste. You will not feel how sweet it is if you don't taste it. And Jesus said, oh, taste and see. That the Lord is good. You see why I said, taste and see the Lord is good. Because Jesus is bread of life. He's a special bread. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So, what to do with bread? Bread is not baked to be contemplated. It's not baked to be considered. Bread is baked in order to be consumed. You eat it. That is what you have to do. That is what it's for. So, Jesus is the bread of life that is baked for you to eat. It means that for you to eat the bread of life, you must believe in him. The moment you believe in him, you started eating him. We are not talking of physical eating and absorbing him. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you started to do what? To consume him. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life, and I've been sent by my Father. Let me see, the scripture is more. Verse 35, that is where I say for you, that is, it says the bread of life. Okay, let me just paraphrase this here, because of our time. Jesus says, I'm the bread of life, and I've been sent here by my Father to provide what you need for the nourishment of your soul. I've come to give you what you need for your eternal life. But let's think about bread for just a minute. Bread actually provides nourishment to those who take it in, right? If you don't take bread in, you will never enjoy the nourishment. If you don't accept Jesus Christ into your life, at the same time, being bread of life, you will never experience what it is to taste and see and to know that the Lord is good. He does nothing for those who smell it or look at it or know how to bake it. Suppose you know how to bake bread. Suppose your nostril is very strong. If they are baking in that seat, from here you perceive it already. It does nothing to you. You can't be hearing, you may be hearing about Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you don't accept him, you are only smelling him. If you don't accept him, you are the baker. You are trying to model him. You will never feel the nourishment that you require for your soul. So when you don't partake, when you don't believe him, it means you are only smelling him. It means you only see it where it is displayed. You will never come here empty-handed in Jesus' name. Accept Jesus Christ to your life. So Jesus confirmed he is the bread of life, that is, to be our spiritual nourishment. Therefore, we must partake in eating the bread before it does any good into our life. The question is, what does it mean to eat bread of life, as Jesus put it? What does it mean to eat the bread of life? It means to believe in him, as I said earlier on. It means to receive him as the authority in your life. Believe him that is the one that can do whatever you require. Believe him that is the one that can deliver you. Believe him that is the one that go ahead of you. It means to place your faith in him. When you place your faith in him, it means you are consuming him. You are accepting him into your life. It means to take Jesus into you, just like you take food into yourself. Accept him into your life. Jesus is bread of life means you have to call to him for the refreshment of your souls. Amen? It means you have to come to him as the source of your spiritual nourishment, because he is the bread of life. It means to follow him because you believe he is the Son of God, and not just because you think you can get something from him. It's not just saying that, okay, I need something from Jesus, I need something from him, I have just to go to him whenever I need him. No, you need to follow him. You need to move wherever he's going. You need to believe in him. You have to have faith in him. You need to come to him. You cannot receive when you are too far. Get closer to him. Brethren, whether we like it or not, Jesus is coming back. And very soon. Amen? So, it means to follow him because you believe he is the Son of God. And not just because you think you can just snap your finger. Jesus, I need this, you command. Yes, sometimes when you ask in that manner, he understands. If he knows that you are going to derail, he can give answer to your question immediately. But one thing is that when Jesus bless you, when you partake in this bread, when you eat this nourishment, you have it in your system. It's already in you. You have answer to what you are requesting for. Brethren, don't fall back. Don't backslide. The source of your wisdom, the source of your nourishment shall never dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. And what am I saying here? Brethren, maybe you are here today. You have been considering turning your life over to Jesus, and you begin to doubt. You begin to delay it. Don't delay it. Jesus is coming soon. You will not regret it in Jesus' name. You want to have eternal life, and you absolutely believe that Jesus really is the Son of God. But you have got some questions that are still not answered. Or maybe there are some parts of the Bible that you don't even understand. Or you are confused with. I'm telling you that you don't have to understand everything. All you need to understand is that Jesus is the bread of life. He will sustain you. He will give you the necessary nourishment to keep you going in the right path. So, what you need to understand is that Jesus is the bread of life. And without him, your soul will never be satisfied. And you will never be able to attain eternal life. Allow this bread of life to come into your life. Don't just perceive the smell. Don't just feel it. Don't just see it in display. It's been displayed here over the time with bread. Maybe if it's from Africa, maybe they might have not used bread. Maybe it's from my side. Maybe they will use what we call pounded yam. Because those are the food that we enjoy more in my part of the Africa. But because in this region, we have bread. And for what people we understand better, Jesus is what? The bread of life. Each time you enter this hall, know those 7 points. 7 I am that Jesus Christ made. The bread of life, the true vine. In closing, but if we come to him, believe is the Son of God, he will satisfy your soul. For he is the bread of life. And remember, he is the bread of life according to John 6:35. For he is the light of the world according to John 8:12. For he is the door according to John 10:9. For he is the good shepherd according to John 10:11. For he is the resurrection and the life according to John 11:25. For he is the way and the life according to John 14:6. I was talking to one brethren. That's a story for another day because of our time. And lastly, for he is the true vine. That is according to John 15, 1-6. Jesus will satisfy our soul. For he is what? For he is what? Because for he is bread of life. May God bless his word.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus that can make us whole again. We have just sang that. And he ministered to me. As you have taken the bread and the wine, you shall be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything concerning you shall be made whole. As you have partaken of this. Is the power that we have in the blood of Jesus. This power, it will break every yoke that exists right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As you depart here, you will depart with his power. When you depart whole, you will start afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. Just believe it and hold it. Father Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come together, Father Lord, to partake of this holy sacrament. Father Lord, as we have taken the blood of Jesus, we have taken the body, we have partaken in that, Father Lord. I pray we shall be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. What we have sinned against you, Father Lord, Lord, we know we have been cleansed in the mighty name of Jesus. What we have challenges, Father Lord, may the blood speak better things on our behalf. As we enter this week, Father Lord, we shall see those better things manifest in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Even for those that are traveling, Father Lord, this blood will cover them. They will go in safety. They will come back in safety in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time in your presence. We thank you, Lord, because you have taught us. Father Lord, I remember our students, Father Lord, that are writing exams now. May the blood speak better things on their behalf. May he bring to remembrance all that they have been taught, Father Lord, that they will excel mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your servant that shared the word for us. Lord, we thank you for the choir that they have blessed us immensely, Father Lord. We thank you for the technical team, the Friday school teachers, everybody that has participated of this service, Father Lord. May you bless them abundantly. Father, Lord, as we depart, I just pray for one thing, Father, that your presence goes with us and it abides to us until next time we meet. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed afternoon.